This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Charles Schwab himself stopped in. You will know the eponymous investment company that was a pioneer of the idea that buying stocks doesn't have to just be for the elite. He has a new book, a memoir called Invested, Changing Forever the Way Americans Invest. Mr. Schwab, it's a pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure to be here.
You built that company with hard work, taking risk, but you know who did you a favor? I would say it's the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
It was back in the 70s, right? Tell people what happened.
1974, when they changed commissions from being fixed for 200 years to having it whatever number you wanted to charge. It just liberated the whole industry, to say the least, and gave us the window to open up and do discounted trades for all those years.
I mean, it's quite a shakeup. I mean, a bunch of these New York Stock Exchange brokers went out of business, didn't they?
Oh, they're all those names changed and merged. Fortunately, we continued to grow and ended up picking up a lot of their customers along the way with our lower rates.
It's not just about commissions. It signaled a shift which came to full fruition in the late 80s, but really the 1990s, where people, what?
Well, I think there was a development of people who were self-directed investors. They didn't want to depend upon the sexy stories of the broker of the day with a high commission. They wanted to think for themselves and buy the technology companies of the day. And we didn't interfere in the decisions they were making. We sort of liberated the investor from all that heavy sales stuff of the past.
Now, just this month, Charles Schwab, the company, not the person sitting across from me here, announced that it's cutting the commission on buying and selling stocks to, well, it's zero.
Zero. It absolutely is, David. Because of the efficiency that we find with technology, and we can lower our cost of doing business, and making this final move to zero will cost the company about 4% of revenue. So it's tolerable.
You can still make a profit?
Well, we can make a profit because we do many other things. We're sort of a modern wealth management company now.
Let me ask you something. I hadn't thought I would ask it, but it's something that you're very candid about. Your reading disability.
Yeah.
You're dyslexic?
I'm dyslexic, very dyslexic. I didn't know until my son was diagnosed, and I was about 40, and that was a great aha moment for me to understand why I was so slow in reading. I never really talked about it. It was sort of a thing you didn't want to speak about.
Do you think it somehow influenced your management style?
I'm sure it is, because what I found very early on, that I really needed people around me that were actually even smarter than me. I sort of gave up the thought that I had to be an entrepreneur, had to do it all myself. Not true.
Charles Schwab's new book is called Invested, Changing Forever the Way Americans Invest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
We also talked about the popularity these days of low-cost index funds, where you don't pick individual stocks for yourself. You just buy the whole basket of them and kind of set it and forget it. Charles Schwab told me he's all for those as part of a larger portfolio.